This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Last month, apparently there was a protest, and I just found out about this today, but there was a protest at the Sturm, Ruger & Company headquarters demanding that they stop manufacturing the AR-556 rifle, which is their version of the AR-15. It also happened to be the gun that Devin Kelly used in Sutherland, Texas, which one has nothing to do with the other. But apparently some people don't know that. Gays Against Guns, a LGBTQ, which does anybody know what the Q stands for? What is the Q? I don't know what the Q stands for. I would love to know, just so I know. Anyway, they were founded in the aftermath of the Orlando shooting. They led a demonstration December 17th through the streets of Fairfield to Ruger's headquarters in Southport, where protesters waved signs accusing the company of making massacre weapons. Now, here's my first question. Maybe you guys could go and protest at the Tobacco Institute. Maybe. You know, if you want to look at a massacre, you should look at how many people fall to heart disease and all smoking-related things. But that's beside the point. But, you know, cigarettes are a legal product, too. What do we have from here? Natalie James, a activist affiliated with Gays Against Guns, said Sturm, Ruger, and all the other AR-15 manufacturers out there have blood on their hands for continuing to profit off of weapons that should have never left the battlefield. Massacre in Sutherland Springs last month and the massacre that happened in nearby Sandy Hook 5 years ago are bloody and tragic reminders that these weapons are not fun and games and should be banned for civilian use. If not for that, you know, that pesky Supreme Court thing, you know, they're not bannable, despite what some of these courts say, and despite the fact that the Supreme Court won't take it up. They're not bannable. They're in common use. Law enforcement in Sutherland Springs, Texas, discovered a Ruger AR-556 rifle outside the First Baptist Church where it was dropped by 26-year-old Devin Kelly after he was shot by David Williford, who was using an AR-15. Kelly, a former airman who should never have owned that rifle or any handgun, you know, we're not going to go through with the Air Force the way they dropped the ball. Gays Against Guns have targeted gun makers for its dramatic protests before, including two demonstrations at BlackRock in 2016 over the investment firm's significant holdings in Smith & Wesson and Ruger shares. They said after a September 2016 protest at NYC Investors at an NYC Investors conference, know that BlackRock has millions of stock in... No, that's not even a correct statement, but they have millions invested in stock, invested in Smith & Wesson. Both BlackRock and Smith & Wesson are complicit in death and the culture of gun violence that plagues this country. The outrage is so thick you can cut it with a knife. They also call for reinstatement of the 1994 assault weapons ban and urge lawmakers to reject the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act currently pending in the Senate. Well, there's a few things there wrong with some of those statements coming from Gays Against Guns. For example, the statement that they profit off of weapons that should never have left the battlefield. There are none being sold in the United States today to civilians that have ever seen a battlefield. ever, ever, ever. And never going to see a battlefield. Because, once again, this is what happens when you have an activist group that only reads headlines. Do you get as tired of that as I do? They look at the thing, you know, they look at some of the punchlines that you get out of the anti-gun people, like weapon of war. And they look at that and they say, you know, that's pretty nice. I like that. Weapon of war. That sounds so powerful. But the problem with using weapon of war is that you have to, you gotta be able to prove that. Now, the AR-15 is a semi-automatic cousin, if you will, of the M4 or the M16, whichever one you want to call it. So the M something. And that has a full select fire weapon, which means there's more than one mode of fire, more than semi-automatic. Now I don't mind saying it every time. The M16 M4 is a pitiful weapon on full automatic. It is pitiful. It jumps way too much. It's designed to be lightweight and easy to carry. And for that reason, fully automatic, it is not that good. Now, AKs, on the other hand, any AK, that is a weapon that is designed to be fully automatic. And it's, you can see it in the way it is designed. Not so much the AR. So, the AR is never going to see the battlefield. It never has seen the battlefield. And once again, we got a bunch of uninformed people. And they're calling them masker weapons. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay? Here's the problem with that. The problem with calling them a massacre weapon is that they're not. If they have been used in shootings, to be sure. But prior to the Orlando shooting, the record, if there's one to be set, was held by a guy with two handguns at Virginia Tech. That's the problem. Getting out here, and this is the other thing. You've got a better chance of being beaten to death with a mailbox than you do with being shot by any kind of rifle in the United States. They know this. I know this. We know that they know that I know that they know. So they're going after the low-hanging fruit. And the reason they think it's such low-hanging fruit is because it has been banned before. They have been banned before. So for that reason, let's go ban them again. Except this time we say no. Simple. Simply say no. That's all there is to it. We're not interested in that. We're not going to do that. You don't get to have it that way. And that is the way it is. So you can get out there and protest all you want. And going after Ruger, do you realize how many layers are between a manufacturer and a retailer? But none of these guys have a crystal ball. And none of these guys advertise or market to people like this, like Devin Kelly. Or like in the case of Lanza, with that very Nobel case and the Soto case, they don't even advertise to, the Adam Lanzas. So, nice try, but you're wasting your time. You don't get to set the agenda. And that's the thing about all these new gun grabbers. They come along and they're like, I heard this before. This is so powerful, so poignant. I'm going to say it again because everybody needs to hear it. Oh, weapons of war, massacre weapons, observed in the battle. Just shut up, would you? This is nothing new to me and to people like me. So we saw you coming. We're waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
One of the arguments that is made is about gun carriers is that we don't stop crime. And even despite the fact that it's out there, I mean, it's readily. And, of course, they don't want to find it. And even if you do find it, they're going to say, well, that, of course, is an exaggeration and a conflation and a few other shuns. But they like to argue that we do not actually, we do very little to actually stop criminals. They say carrying doesn't actually make them, others, or their community safer. and here are some cases to prove otherwise. In November, we don't know anything about December yet, but this is coming from the Crime Prevent Research Center. 22 attacks were stopped across the U.S. that have been reported to them. And that is always a work in progress. And those are just incidents that occurred in public. But here's some that are worth mentioning. There was a woman walking her dog in Sterling Heights, Michigan. She was able to scare off her attacker by pulling out her concealed firearm. She noticed the man get out of a van on the other side of the street and start walking parallel to her. The woman, who is in her 40s and a CPL holder, says she immediately put her hand on her gun that was hidden under her jacket. Keeping her eye on the man and continuing to hold her gun, she got to the end of the street and the suspect disappeared. But then, not even a minute later, that's when he came toward her. He grabbed the back of her jacket and tried to grab her and pull her towards him. The woman says she saw the man holding something shiny, possibly a knife. She put the gun into the guy's stomach and said, "I don't want to kill you." Well, that guy didn't want to be killed, and he ran off. Then, in Louisiana, a man there held a police chase suspect who turned out to be an MS-13 gang member at gunpoint until officers arrived. Vidor police were notified that the Louisiana State Patrol was chasing a black Acura at speeds over 100 miles per hour. They said that 22-year-old Diego Gomez tried stealing a second vehicle after stop sticks took out his car near the 855B off-ramp. Jamie Alford was in the passenger seat when the suspect tried to steal their truck. We started seeing this black Acura coming toward us, and it was smoking real bad. We were pulling over to get out of the way, and he pulled in behind us. He jumped out of the car and jumped in the bed of the truck. And then my husband jumped out of the truck and held him at gunpoint until the police officers pulled up. That's almost like a Glock commercial. Do you remember the ones that R. Lee Ermey used to do where at the end of it, he was always like in the background somewhere, and he looks like that guy picked the wrong house. Vidor Police Chief Rod Carroll says Gomez is a member of the MS-13 gang. When they got to Gomez, they deployed tasers, even though Alford's husband had the man at gunpoint. He ripped out the first set of prongs, and he decided to fight the officers. He was placed into cuffs after the struggle. Diego was a tough guy. Then a minister in Hillsborough, North Carolina, failed to break in at his church. And then he prevented the suspect from getting away. Reverend Austin Brown, who was studying in the church at about 3 p.m. when someone tried to break in, he said that when he saw the man in the church, he pulled out his gun and fired a shot at him. Then he fired several more rounds at the fleeing man's car. That doesn't sound right. I'll tell you why in just a minute. Orange County Deputy Search the Area Sergeant Brandon Lassiter came upon Corey Vondell Bradshaw a few miles away with a spare tire in hand. Authorities said Bradshaw was forced to pull over because one of his tires was left flat by Brown's gunshots. Bradshaw dropped the tire and fled on foot when Lassiter confronted him, but he was apprehended at about 5 p.m. following a search of the woods in the Cedar Grove community. Once the guy's in the car and taken off, you probably shouldn't shoot at him, Reverend. You or anybody probably shouldn't do that. Especially at a moving target, unless you're really that good of a shot. I mean, and you guys know who you are, and you girls do too. Now, those few instances focuses on people who were able to stop crimes because they carry, and does not include cases in which homeowners use their firearms to ward off violent burglars, or even women or men using their weapons to protect themselves from violent partners. If it did, that would be a longer list, and I couldn't cover it in this amount of time. And they've got a whole bunch of examples of this. And you're never going to hear about that in the mainstream media. Rob Morris talks about it from time to time. I talk about it when I can. Some other guys do, too. But it is not something you're going to see in the mainstream media. I'm surprised that in the Sutherland Springs case, they actually mentioned that the guy used an AR-15. Williford, I'm surprised by that. Because that was a, I mean, that was like a bolt of lightning to get out there and have to mention that. And that's something they don't like to mention. That's something, and that's because it goes against the narrative. That's because it goes against the narrative. Now, later on tonight, we're going to talk about how they take an incident and turn it into a sensational incident to go with the narrative. But when somebody's out there and actually doing the right thing with a gun, actually defending themselves the right way with a gun, they can't, because that goes against the narrative. They cannot put that out there. But that's all beside the point. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. I don't know exactly how many times. Nobody does. Now, when I had Second Call Defense as a sponsor, we used to talk about how if you pulled a gun on a bad guy, you might want to call the cops anyway. But, and that's still not bad advice, okay? It's not bad advice if you pull a gun on somebody at all, if you think that you're going to have to defend against them. But at the same time, I often wonder how that call goes if the bad guy actually tries to call. And I'm sure it's happened. I'm almost certain it has happened. I just love to be a fly on the wall when they call it. Hey, listen. Look, this dude had this car, and I wanted the car, okay? So I tried to jack the car, and I didn't have no gun or nothing. I'm just a guy trying to get by. You know, I don't got me nothing, so I'm trying to get by. And I tried to jack the car, and dude pulled a gun on me, man. I mean, I didn't pull a gun on him. I just wanted his car. I thought I could take him because I'm bigger than him. You know, he's like, I don't know, maybe he's 100. I don't know how old he was. But, you know, I go up there, I say, give me the car, old man, and he's like pulling a gun on me. What kind of nonsense is that? That's just the way I see the phone call going. I don't know how it would actually go. That's just the way I seize it. That just kills me just thinking about it. But hey, what do I know? What do I know? But all that stuff notwithstanding, it happens all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now then, just so you know, I only just got heat back today in my house, and I have been fighting something that feels a lot like, I don't have asthma, but it feels like I have asthma. So if it seems like I'm breathing hard, I'm going to breathe hard rather than not have the show live. Hope everybody will live with that, okay? I've been gone too much. Don't want to be gone no more than I have to. The Government Accountability Office serves, in a lot of cases, as the investigative arm of Congress. It is not a law enforcement agency, but they do investigate many things. A lot of their investigations surround financial matters, since much of what Congress does is pay for stuff with our money. But that's not all they do. So recently, the GAO decided to try and buy some guns on the Internet. Not the dark web or anything like that, but the same Internet that you and I use on a regular basis. Can you guess how it went? Well, we get this. They ended a study late last year designed to determine ease of illegal purchases of firearms online. Results released on November 21st, 2017, indicate that 0 of its 72 attempts resulted in a successful transaction on the surface web. That part of the Internet, like, you know, where I'm at right now as far as sending the show to Genesis. That's the surface web. That doesn't run with a secondary encryption software to hide identities. It's searchable with standard web search engines. And that's according to the GAO. Furthermore, in 5 of these 72 attempts, the accounts GAO set up were frozen by the websites, which prevented the agents from using the forums and attempting to make a purchase. This took place over 2 years, and you'd think they'd have figured out how to make one illegal purchase, but they didn't. Not one. Now, this should be heralded as good news for the anti-gun zealots, but it won't be. This proves that the laws currently on the books work just fine and that new laws aren't needed. And that's why they're not out there trumpeting it. That negates pretty much their entire reason for existing, because it's never good enough to have just what we got. Meanwhile, those who know how can access the dark web, you know, they can buy anything if they've got the cash, regardless of the law. And after all, you can buy people on the dark web. Buying guns is small potatoes in that game. So, yet we're constantly told, now aren't we? We're constantly told this. We're told you can buy guns right off the internet with no background check and have them shipped right to your door. And of course, anyone familiar with firearms knows this is complete and total bull. Yet the stories persist, and they continue to spread. They continue to spread it not because they haven't been informed they're wrong, but because it's inconvenient to accept that they're wrong. Even if they understand it, they can't act like they understand it. Otherwise, and who knows why, but they simply won't show their fellow anti-gun jihadists that the internet isn't facilitating gun sales to criminals. But here's the proof. Wow. This one is solved. I mean, categorically solved. Definitively solved. Over 2 years, the GAO operating mostly under the Obama administration, I might add, this began under the Obama administration, couldn't manage to pull off one illegal gun sale via the internet. And that's not to say that it never happens. I'm sure that it's done. Sure, it does happen. It's not just on the dark web. But criminal acts take place all the time via the internet. But that doesn't make them any more legal. Just the other day, they caught the Nigerian prince, I think in Louisiana. But what we do see is just how readily such acts are. And if they were a common occurrence, it seems clear that GAO would have had no trouble finding guns to buy illegally. But they did. They had so much trouble, they couldn't even pull off one illegal buy. And you'll probably see it on TV. You won't be able to say anything about it. But just remember that the next time somebody gets out there and starts talking about buying guns off the internet. Now, I was talking about an anti-gun hit piece earlier, about the way they take the narrative and try to shape it. So this is how a media report is intended to raise the alarm on guns in the community when it's done. They use terms like weapon of choice. Police report more guns on street than ever before. According to the Des Moines Police Department, guns were the most used weapon in the city's 25 homicides of 2017. Wow, of all the homicides that were committed, most of them were accomplished using a gun. That's unprecedented. Or is it? And they provide zero support for the claim that there are more guns on the streets than ever before. As for murders, after peaking at 19 in 2015, the number of murders in Des Moines actually dropped to 13 in 2016, a 32% decline. And name one city of any size in America in which the majority of homicides is not the result of gunfire. Then we get to hear from Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Pazurik. He says, for years, if I caught a gang member thug and he had a gun, I could pretty much bet my paycheck that gun was going to be stolen. So, in a growing trend, they say they've been confiscating an increasing number of guns that are legally purchased but end up in the wrong hands. That's something we haven't seen in years prior. So that means that the more of the guns that Pezerick and his fellow boys in blue are finding in the wrong hands now were either stolen from a legal gun owner or obtained through a straw purchase. And that's probably due to the fact that groups like the NSSF are working harder with retailers to prevent smash-and-grab gun store burglaries. But Des Moines' criminal class is having to use other avenues to get their guns. And no mainstream media report would be complete without some non-sequiturs designed to associate enhanced gun rights with criminal activity. Authorities say legislation could be to blame. In 2010, Iowa became a conceal-and-carry state. This past July, Stand Your Ground became law and suppressors became legal. Iowans have the right to carry guns, but Pazurik said that can create a gray area for authorities. I don't know what your license is to carry that gun. I don't know what your intentions are, Pazurik said. I'm just going to guess here, Sergeant, and I really hope that this is an embellishment on their part, because you're in the minority among law enforcement if you feel this way. My guess would be that their intentions are probably to protect themselves from death or grievous bodily harm before the police can arrive. And what precisely do stand your ground laws and legal suppressors have to do with the unsupported assertion that there are more illegal guns on the mean streets of Des Moines? So this is a poorly sourced non-story thrown together by a young reporter that's designed to lead her readers to conclude that civilian gun ownership is a threat to both the police and the general welfare of Iowans. As they used to say in the Talking Heads in their famous song when David Byrne would be chopping on his own arm, going, same as it ever was. There you have it. Same as it ever was. I have never heard a police officer, I've never heard one get out there and say, I don't know what your permit is for. I don't know what your intention with that gun is. I'm almost certain that when South Carolina asked me why I wanted my permit, I said, well, you know, I might be having a bad day one day and I might want to knock off a liquor store and enhance my, you know, give to the Frady Foundation for Better Living. Make a donation, a generous donation from some liquor store. We're all just criminals in waiting, folks. Criminals in waiting. Except the big problem here is that the joke is on them, because for them to wait on us to be criminals, it's going to be a long wait. Just doesn't happen. But that's how you take and you make a anti-gun hit piece. You get out there and you say a bunch of non sequiturs that mean nothing. When we get back, we're going to talk about voter fraud and Plan B. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Before all of you leftists start celebrating the dissolution of the Election Integrity Commission, you'd better figure out what's laying ahead of you. He announced, President Trump announced late yesterday that the Election Integrity Commission, headed by Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, is going to be dissolved. Sarah Sanders, press secretary, she had a statement. Rather than engage in endless legal battles at taxpayer expense, today Donald J. Trump signed an executive order to dissolve the commission and has asked the Department of Homeland Security to renew its initial findings and determine next courses of action. The commission, led by Vice President Mike Pence and Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, had asked all 50 states and D.C. to hand over reams of personal voter data, including voters' names, histories, and party affiliations. Now, if the left thinks that they are home free and that this announcement is a victory, they'd better remember whom they're dealing with. Donald Trump is a man who is accustomed to encountering obstacles and overcoming them one way or another. And Chris Kobach and Donald Trump are in sync. Kobach characterized the decision to dissolve the bipartisan group as a tactical change, and argued DHS can pursue an investigation of election fraud more quickly and efficiently. Then he expanded on that with Breitbart. What's happening here is a tactical shift where the mission of the commission is being handed off to Homeland Security without the stonewalling by Democrats. I'll be working closely with the White House and DHS to ensure the investigations continue. I think the left has outsmarted itself by making alleged Russian hacking of the election a national security issue. This opens the door for the DHS, armed with far more investigatory power then any commission might exercise to go full bore at election fraud. Trump tried it the nice way, only to encounter obstruction, and now it is time for Plan B. And Kobach is pretty sure that the Democrats are not going to like that at all. And it's not as though there are no problems. Kobach, who served as vice chairman of the Voter Fraud Commission, blasted organizations like the ACLU and the NAACP, along with Democrats in Congress, and on the commission who attempted to halt the panel in its tracks. He said they have absolutely no interest in stopping voter fraud. It's truly extraordinary that one party in our system has made it clear they don't care. But he continued, some people on the left are getting uncomfortable about how much we're finding out. What have they found out? Well, this is what they have revealed. 938 convictions for voter fraud since the year 2000. We found that fewer than 1 in 100 cases end in a conviction. In Kansas alone, there are 127 known cases of non-citizen aliens registering to vote. In 21 states, there were 8,471 cases of double voting discovered. So the commission, while no longer a commission in name, will now more soundly operate without holdups in courts and lawsuits and political battles, a move that Kobach says the Democrats brought onto themselves. He told Breitbart News the investigations will continue now, but they won't be able to stall it through litigation. And the progressive left understands the stakes in vote fraud. The stakes for them is their power. That's all there is for them. That is why this move toward energetic investigation under the mantle of national security may be far more fateful than it appears on the surface. But trying to obstruct President Trump, you better be careful what you wish for. You had better be careful. I can just see them right now. They're probably crying an awful lot. Probably crying an awful lot. Now, I saw this the other day. Trump is not business as usual. He's never going to be business as usual. He's not status quo. He looks at government and he sees nothing but problems. And Trump loves to solve problems. And in this, the way he's solving the problems come out on the conservative side. So that's really good. But right now, we're hearing from an endless litany of has-beens now. That, you know, they're no longer in power, no longer in service, no longer in an administration. Endless warnings of how dangerous his threats are on Iran and North Korea. And this reminds me of the way the left reacted to Reagan. They said he would start the Third World War. Said he brought peace and prosperity to the world for 25 years while ending the Cold War. Now, for those of you who don't remember the Cold War in the 80s when I was in Germany, during the height of the Cold War, we would have something they called alerts. And in Germany, we could be ready to go to war in about 35 minutes from a dead standstill if we were already on post. If we had to get to post, they always like to do alerts when we were at home asleep, of course. So they'd call the alert, and we would get there, and we'd be ready to go, and we could be ready to go in an hour and a half. But we'd be ready to go. And every time we went on an alert, we never knew whether this was real or not. We never knew if we were going to roll out the gate, and this time was going to be the time that we were going to be firing in anger, as they would say. Now, there were some, there would be some that would be called without a doubt where there would be no live ammo issued or anything else. There'd be some where they would just see how fast we could get in place and get ready to go. But that was life. After I was over there when we bombed Libya, when Reagan bombed Libya. And for the next, 3-4 months, moving around was very difficult. And just getting on post was difficult. So what we've been doing so far with North Korea and Iran is appeasement. Now, the problem with appeasement is that it's seen as a sign of weakness. We appeased the North Koreans for over 20 years, and what we have gotten for our trouble is they have built up a nuclear arsenal, and they do have a big military. And every president to this point has done this, okay? Every president to this point has done this, and Trump's being lectured that what he is doing is dangerous. Now, we had an idea back in the 80s about what the soldiers on the other side would be fighting for. And, we went to Berlin, and we saw the other side of Berlin, and, gosh, I don't know exactly what the other side would have been fighting for. They certainly were geared up for it, but, I mean, if they win, that's not, even if they won, they don't get anything out of it. In North Korea, we just had a North Korean soldier that got away that had, I don't know, how many parasites did they find in him that was eating away at his body? Obama and his administration ignored human rights abuse in Iran and lifted up the mullahs by giving them hundreds of billions, and Trump is being lectured on how to handle Iran? It appears that Obama let Hezbollah have a drug-running operation in the U.S. to fund terrorism to appease Iran, and the media is lecturing Trump that what he is doing is dangerous. The other shame is the press is actually giving these people time of day. Anytime with any presidential administration, there's going to be successes and failures. And in Obama's case, his foreign policy in the Middle East was a disaster. An utter disaster. We probably wouldn't have seen what happened in Syria had it not been for the act of the Secretary of State at the time, pantsuit. It's just a shame. You know, without a doubt, even the people on the left, even though I know that they lie to you all the time, and they do it in the hopes of you letting down your guard and saying, yes, you can be in charge. That's what they want. They want you to let them be in charge. But I have no doubt that they have a degree of intelligence, that they know right from wrong, that they know, which makes, you know, some of this stuff even more nefarious, in my opinion. But it's a shame that these people that I know to be somewhat bright seem to know so little about history. And they went so much further than I did in education anyway. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.